Sadly, most people think of God the way we think of Santa Claus in that song, you know, you better not cry, you better not pout, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Right,
I don't
think
that's exactly how it goes, but anyway, but, you know, it says, but the lyrics go, is he sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Right.
And, you know, and it is all about tit for tat. If you're not good, you're not getting the presents. Mm-hmm. And most people equate God with Santa Claus today in that kind of relationship.
Absolutely.
As if somehow because, you know, whether I'm a good American or somehow because I'm a pious Christian, you know, and I'm partnering with God for the renewal of all things, or maybe I'm a good mother or a good father, that somehow God owes me something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case. And I often think of John the Baptist when I think of that idea of folks who think that God actually owes them something. And the truth is that God owes you nothing. And this is what John the Baptist says that we deserve from God. He basically says, he calls those people who think that God owes them something a brood of vipers. And who told you to flee from the wrath that is to come? He says, this is what we basically get from God in verses Luke 3, verses 9. He says, an axe is laid to the root of the tree, and every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
Mm.
God owes us absolutely nothing. But the good news of Christmas, and the good news is that what the angels announced to the shepherds, peace, goodwill to men,
right.
You know, because a Savior has come. God has given us something we don't deserve.
Mm-hmm. Right. It completely changes the way we think of everything. I mean, Christmas, Santa Claus and all of that was really just a cruel trick by parents, I mean, to keep their kids in line on some level, ultimately. But, you know what I mean? Because it's like you said, it's a personification of the way we think everything's supposed to work. You know, it's tit for tat. It's law based, meaning that it's, you know, your behaviors equal either punishment or reward. And but with Christ coming, the gift of the Savior that is Christmas, you know what I mean? Like, that's why the gift giving and all that stuff is based on the fact ultimately that we were given this amazing gift, free gift of the Savior himself to humanity, you know, so that he would come and die for us so that we might be forgiven and justified. And we give gifts to celebrate that, you know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
Like, and it's free. That's the whole point of gifts. It's not actually based on merit.
Yeah. It's not something you've earned.
Right. And our, you know, in culture, we've kind of distorted all of that. And it's all become, you know, which is what we do. We're all bent that way. It all has become based on law rather than on grace, rather than on gospel.